Welcome to We Mentor Mondays with Nancy podcast program. Get inspired. Break through to new dimensions with your peers on the entrepreneurial journey of self-discovery, leadership revolution, and life success. Learn something new from our mentoring conversation today. Welcome to We Mentor Mondays with Nancy. I would like to acknowledge Mickey Mikeworth of Mikeworth Consulting for contributing to our podcast show. Thanks, Mickey. She speaks, teaches, and consults. She's also been a guest on our show. She focuses on the many aspects of prosperity and how it can be utilized and multiplied in everyday life. And she speaks from the CFO perspective, helping build businesses and cultures with the prosperity business model. Her message of prosperity is based on three parts of getting environment, economy, and efficiency, working for the individual or the business. So thank you, Mickey, for your contributions to keep our show up and running and fantastic. Today in the studio, again, Mike Cabea.
Hi, Nancy.
Of Cabea Media. Like you know, Mike is the sound engineer and the photographer for our show.
Absolutely. My show. Yeah.
I always say our because I feel like we're in this together.
That's good.
Okay. I would like to start today's show with a Brené Brown quote, and it goes like this. When we use dehumanizing language, it says much more about us than the people we're railing against. It chips away at our soul, end quote. Our divider, what I'm calling our divider in chief, is testing our democratic system. He's taunting a touchy dictator. He's implementing a travel ban that's just expired. He's on a tirade against our First Amendment, freedom of rights, and expanding racial divide. And, you know, it goes on and on and on. And I just feel like I need to acknowledge that we're experiencing a little bit more drama and trauma. And it's not about our politics. It's really about the character of a person who's lived an unexamined life. And yes, there's some things that come out of his mouth that actually make some sense. But our President Donald Trump is a very troubled person. I would like to give each listener some information that Brené Brown, she has written a new book. It's called Braving in the Wilderness. It's fantastic. It's a must read. It's fantastic information about how to really become more of who you are in the wilderness and how to use her Braving acronym as a guideline to handling tough situations and also bump up our own self-accountability. And when it comes down to it, when we have these troubling conversations or we try to point ourselves at others, it really is three fingers pointing back at us. And we really need to take a bigger, stronger look at where we're measuring up and where we're not, and where do we need to hold ourselves more accountable. And so, Mike, I thought that you could help with in the conversation when it comes to speaking truth.
Yes.
When we enter in conversations where people are highly emotional, mm-hmm. And they're very intense in what they're saying, how can we connect with them in a conversation that's constructive and not feel like we want to run away from it or armor up and get into like a fighting match?
Well, that's a tough question, Nancy, I have to tell you right away. And I have to say that really I'm looking forward to listening to what Brené Brown is proposing here,
yeah,
as the best way to approach that kind of situation. It's very complicated. But from the get-go, I would say, well, I think compassion would be one of the things to observe on your side. Mm-hmm. If you have enough compassion toward the whole humanity, I'm talking here about the humanity.
Yeah.
If you have that compassion, you are more likely able to understand people.
Yeah.
No matter how their language is, no matter what their attitude is. And understand that that's weakness.
Yeah.
And potentially help them if need be,
mm-hmm.
or if you can do that either, because we're not always supposed to fix other people's business.
Right.
Yes.
We're just trying to sort out where we fit in the mix.
Absolutely.
And what's important for us to do or take action on, or yeah. where is it important for us to use our voice?
Yes.
Yeah.
But like I said earlier, I'm really looking forward to hearing what Brené Brown has to say in terms of which approach actually to grapple with.
Well, she uses the BRAVING acronym. To break down a way to develop trust. And the B stands for boundaries. So when you're in a discussion, it's good to think like ahead of time, what's okay in a discussion and what's not. So how do you set a boundary when you realize that you're knee deep in bullcrap? How Brené Brown speaks very plainly.
Oh, really?
She uses actually a different word, but, I'm a PG-rated show, and so I'm not swearing.
Okay.
But I think it's a good question to ask ourselves, yes. Like ahead of time.
Yeah.
If you know you're going to be talking to someone and you're really concerned about being in their presence and what's going to say, and a lot of times not saying anything, it also doesn't feel very good.
Oh, absolutely.
Or what happens to me is sometimes I didn't know this person was going to bring up this particular issue. Mm-hmm. And then I think later, oh God, I wish I would have said this. I wish I would have really told him that.
Yeah.
So her guideline helps in helping us to really think and challenge us to think ahead of time.
Okay.
If you feel like you're going to be, because somebody's always talking about stuff that really doesn't matter or make sense even sometimes. And determining, whether you want to respond or not is certainly difficult. Whether or not you want to respond is your choice.
It is your choice. So one is set the boundary.
Set the boundary and figure out when somebody is really not interested in telling the truth, maybe even going so far as to say, you seem to really feel strongly about this point.
Yes.
Or you can also set the boundary. I've done this many times. I'm really not interested in connecting, with you on this level, where I feel like we're not going to be able to connect because we're coming from such different polarities in how we're viewing the world. And I feel like, we're just going to end up fighting and I really just want to connect with you.
Yes. Fantastic.
The next area is reliability, the next acronym. And kind of BSing is the abandonment of reliability. So it's hard to trust or be trusted when we BS too often. So if you're fabricating, I grew up in a family too of, we kind of told stories.
Yes.
Like the deer hunting stories I would hear my dad, tell.
Yeah.
Embellishing what really happened or, it just seemed like, it was a life or death situation. And he's positioned himself as the hero.
Yeah.
Right. And I've done that myself, where like I'll relay a conversation I had with someone where I just really didn't sound that great.
Yeah.
But when I'm retelling this and I said that and I was very matter of fact about it. And so if you do too much of that, you become not reliable. Like people then begin to not trust a lot of what you're saying.
Okay.
And so the important thing is to really have your own kind of reality test. Where you're like, is this really the truth?
Yeah. Check it out yourself. Am I bringing a lot of salt and all of that? Or is it genuinely what happened?
Right. Yeah. Exactly. The third acronym, accountability. So how do we hold ourselves and others accountable for less BS and more honest debate, less offloading of our emotions, and more civility? And, you know, there's always the other side of the coin. So when things seem like they're going horribly wrong, yes. there's also a whole group of people that are coming together yes. to understand the underpinnings of our whole democracy.
Exactly. Exactly.
You know, that's kind of the upside of it. But in our interactions with each other, I like the word civility. Mm-hmm. When she mentioned, you know, having civilized conversations.
Yes.
In one of her talks, I just, in her book, I just think that that is a word that I can be civil.
Yes.
You know, I can enter into this conversation about, and be civil.
Yes.
I don't have to push my agenda.
Yes.
You know, I could just want to be civil and listen to the yes. other person and be find civil. Out a little bit more.
And noble.
Right.
Yeah.
The next acronym is VAULT, and that's Civility Honors Confidentiality. So BS ignores truth and opens the door to violations of confidentiality. And we seem to do that a lot through gossip. And if anyone knows, reading gossip magazines, I mean, anyone who's a superstar, right, and in the media and in those magazines tells you not to read them.
Yes.
Because there's so many, it's not based on truth. Yes. It's based
there's a lot of fabrication.
Yeah, absolutely. So when people, when it comes to holding people's confidences, and that's why, like, I even sort out ahead of time with guests, you know, if they're revealing something that isn't quite right, or we even had that, right? Where,
yes.
you know, there was one episode we taped where it just didn't feel right.
Yes.
And it's like, it's better to just scrap it
yeah.
than put all, you know, information out into the world that didn't feel right.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So the next acronym is integrity. So how do we stay in our integrity when confronted with BS? And how do we stop in the midst of our own emotional moment to say, you know what? I'm not sure this conversation is even productive. Mm-hmm. Or I need to learn more about this issue.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that, you know, having some language ahead of time when we're in these situations really is a good way for us to stay connected with other people.
Well, I guess the fundamental thing here is to be informed yourself.
Yeah.
Enough about the subject matter.
Yeah.
And but since we cannot always know absolutely everything, I think that's where it's going to make us go back to that confidence factor,
mm-hmm.
you know. If you can trust someone, like if I'm talking with you, if I know that based on our regular conversation, I can expect you to tell me the truth, then I'm okay. I'm at peace.
Oh, sure.
You know?
Yeah.
But if everything is, you know, if I'm used to hearing BS from you, then it's a problem. It's complicated.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Right, right. Yes. Then it's like there's yeah. a bigger issue going
then,
on.
There's a big issue because then I know, oh, well, I've heard her say this and that before.
Yeah.
Or act this way or that one, act that way before. Then how much expectation do I have, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I can't expect much from you. So there's a problem going on there.
Yeah, right. You know? Right. Well, I've known in situations where you seem to really be able to kind of maneuver through the BS.
Yeah.
You have a way of cutting it through. I don't know. I'm really impressed. All right. And then there's two other acronyms, non-judgment.
Yeah.
So how do we stay out of judgment toward ourselves when the right thing to say is, I actually don't know much about this topic? You know, I find sometimes too, like I know a little bit about a lot of different topics, mm-hmm. but I can never really go into any depth about certain topics. And if I feel like the conversation is competitor, competitive, like there's going to be a winner and loser.
Yeah.
If I'm invested in trying to win, then the BS is a little bit greater.
Oh, yeah.
I used to, you know, get into that a little more because I was just unaware.
Yeah, yeah.
And ignorant in that area. But if you look at it, I am trying to connect with this person.
Yes.
And we're all trying to belong in this world someplace.
Yes.
And we're all trying to cultivate loving relationships.
Yes.
And if I keep that as my little mantra, then when I run into like a sketchy part where there's some friction, then I'm more likely to be a little bit more creative in how I keep my connection.
Yeah. You know, I like the way Deepak Chopra puts it. He says, it's really helpful whenever you have to deal with somebody to just say within yourself, namaste. You don't need to say it out loud. Just say it in yourself.
Namaste.
Yes.
Beautiful.
It completely influences your tone. And this is not magic. You have to understand what it means in the first place, you know, like you're seeking peace in that person. Automatically, it dictates a certain attitude.
Yeah.
It controls your attitude. I mean, it influences your attitude in that.
And the energy in the moment.
And the energy.
Yeah.
Your body language and all of that. And that can have, as a result, a consequence or an impact on the person you're talking to.
Yeah. You know? Right. Exactly.
Yeah.
And the last braving acronym is G, generosity. So we've got, I know that I've talked about her braving acronym from her book In the Rising Strong, which is where she first introduced it. But with the braving in the wilderness, she brings it back in from a different perspective. And so what's the most generous assumption that we can make about the people around us? What boundaries have to be in place for us to be kinder and more tolerant? And I think that last question is a real added piece here. What are the boundaries that I need to have in place to be kinder and more tolerant of other people? Exactly. And we're needing to be more tolerant.
Yes.
Not accept or participate in dysfunction.
Yes.
But more try to come from a place of understanding.
Yes.
And extend the generosity of to each person's doing the best they can.
Exactly. It goes back a little bit to what I said, compassion.
Yeah.
You know, be ready to understand, but again, not participate or accept something that is wrong, but just be ready to understand, give that, you know, compassion, that love, and potentially some help. Because I think at some point we need to be a little bit proactive, if you will. Because it's one thing listening, but if the listening is just the listening and doesn't ultimately result into helping the other person also to realize that they're wrong to some degree, then you probably have wasted time.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because the other person has to come to a point where they realize they need to do better.
Right.
To some degree. And you don't need to be violent, you know, in your language, in your tone or attitudes to get someone to realize that they can do a better job.
Yeah. Absolutely. So I started with a Brené Brown quote, and I would like to end with her definition of love and belonging. Love. We cultivate love when we allow our most vulnerable and powerful selves to be deeply seen and known, and when we honor the spiritual connection that grows from that offering with trust, respect, kindness, and affection. Love is not something we give or get. It is something that we nurture and grow. a connection that can only be cultivated between two people when it exists within each one of them. We can only love others as much as we love ourselves. Shame, blame, disrespect, betrayal, and the withholding of affection damage the roots from which love grows. Love can only survive these injuries if they are acknowledged, healed, and rare. Belonging is the innate human desire to be part of something larger than us. Because this yearning is so primal, we often try to acquire it by fitting in and by seeking approval, which are not only hollow substitutes for belonging, but often barriers to it. Because true belonging only happens when we present our authentic, imperfect selves to the world, our sense of belonging can never be greater than our level of self-acceptance. We'll see you next week. Thanks, Mike. Thanks, everybody, for listening.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. Do you want to promote your business and grow in your leadership skills? Here are a few ways you can promote your business and get leadership help through We Mentor, Inc. You can be a podcast guest. Challenge yourself to share who you are on air. We'll help you out. Secondly, you can sponsor our podcast program. You can invest a small fee to have you and your company name announced at the beginning and end of one or more shows. The third way that you can promote your business and grow in your leadership skills is you can set up an individual strategy session to do work one-on-one with me, focusing on specific life and leadership issues and skills you want to acquire. Or the fourth way is you can join an entrepreneurial leadership and mentoring lab. These ELM labs start throughout the year. They are small groups of 5 to 9 business owners who are out to profoundly shift their lives and lead with authenticity. In 2016, I became a registered yoga instructor and mindfulness meditation teacher. I also became certified online with Brené Brown's Brave Leadership and Courage Works courses to learn an effective process of being all in, falling, getting up, and trying again. In turn, I can mentor others in how to dare greatly and rise strong. I feel better equipped to help you forge ahead in these times of great uncertainty. Our Entrepreneurial Leadership and Mentoring Lab process is an integrated approach to leadership development. We do yoga, meditation, and leadership revolution skill setting. Yes, we will help you learn how to strengthen your body, strengthen your mind, and increase your emotional stamina as part of our leadership development process, along with learning about real-world business planning and strategic planning. We do what works. Get involved, get started. You can reach me at 612-804-8920 or go to wementor.com and connect with us. Lastly, if you like our podcast program, help us keep it going. You can donate to our program. Just go to the wementor.com website, click on Buy button, and fill in the donation amount that you would like to contribute. We appreciate any and all contributions. See you next week.